Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Milt Nielsen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Ostrowski. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Kress. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rocky Krusnik. Batting eighth. The catcher, Eddie Malone. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Hefner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mickey Hefner. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Malone and he is safe. Mitchell steals second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter takes first base on ball four. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Easter moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Ostrowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Nielsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nielsen strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krusnik fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia takes first base on ball four. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garcia moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Michaels moves to second. One out. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and has Michaels trapped. There's the throw to Kennedy and over to Gordon, who tags Michaels for the out. Kress moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rocky Krusnik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krusnik hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kress scores. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krusnik fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vernon. The throw from Malone and he is safe. Vernon steals second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Easter strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game. With a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Malone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hefner moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hefner moves to third. Philly moves to second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich strikes out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Nielsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nielsen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nielsen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nielsen moves to second. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Garcia bunts towards third. Krusnik fields it and throws to first for the out. Nielsen moves to third. Hegan moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Ostrowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Rocky Krusnik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krusnik is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Krusnik hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krusnik. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Ostrowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Easter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Easter moves to second. Milt Nielsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nielsen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nielsen hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Garcia. Hefner moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Metkovich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Michaels bunts in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Metkovich moves to second. One out. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ostrowski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Garcia covering, for the out. Metkovich scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krasnick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krasnick is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Krasnick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malone hits a fly ball into right field. Easter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gordon moves to second. One out. Ken Keltner pinch hits for Milt Nielsen. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ostrowski, who is chasing the ball. Hegan reaches third base with a triple. Gordon scores. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Ray Boone pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krusnik fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby now playing center field. Al Benton now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a fly ball into right field. Easter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-4 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krusnik juggles the ball. That's an error on Krusnik. Boudreau moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vernon bunts towards the mound. Hefner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boudreau moves to third. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howie Judson now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Vernon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vernon moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Two outs. Bob Kane now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Ostrowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Michaels strikes out. One out. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ostrowski hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial pinch hits for Chuck Kress. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marino Piretti pinch runs for Gus Zernial. Rocky Krsnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krsnick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Krsnick takes first base on ball 4. Pieretti moves to second. Bill Higdon pinch hits for Eddie Malone. Bill Higdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higdon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.